Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I pray to you this day, Father, in the way that I know how. Father, knowing not how to pray, nor do I know what to pray for, but praying that you make supplication of the prayer that I'm praying. Father, teach me and help me to be able to understand what it is that I need to understand. Father, guide and lead me in the right direction, Father, in your name. Father, I pray for wisdom and knowledge. I pray for understanding of your holy word. Father, I pray, Father, that Israel will get on one accord, Father. And Father, I pray that you will guide and lead and teach us all, Father. But Father, I know if you guide and lead us and teach us, Father, we will be taught right, Father. In your name, Father. In your name. Father, help us to be able to understand. Father, help us to be able to come together on one accord, Father. Father, just be with us and help us, Father, for we truly need you. For Father, without you, we can do nothing, Father. Without you, Father, leave nothing. Father, just help us, for we truly need you. In the name of Yahweh Israel, a son to Yahweh Israel, a father. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Bottom part of the Sabbath day is officially on.
I'm gonna check the dope from my
All right, Somebody's going out. All right, we in the bottom part of the Sabbath day. Also still in the feast of unleavened bread, so they want to make sure that you get a piece of unleavened bread every day according to the word of the Most High Yahweh. 7 days we must eat unleavened bread.
Open up my mother, Israel, in the book of Luke.
I'm going to get somebody else to read that again. You come back to you with the regular book.
Proverbs 9:17-18. We'll read that, Brother Pete. We'll come back with your regular book on you.
All right, the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18, read. And your counsel will have known, and shall you give wisdom, and you send your righteous spirit from above.
It says, your counsel, you can tell the Most High Yahweh, you give your counsel, who have known, right?
Yes,
who knows the comfort of the Most High Yahweh? If you said wisdom, and since your righteous spirit from above. Verse 18.
We read, for so the ways of them which live on the earth were reformed, and men will talk the things that are pleasing unto you, and were saved through wisdom.
He said, the things that please the Most High Yahweh, he said that men and women must be taught, right?
Yes.
Because it's just not going to profit to your brain, right? Not osmosis, as they say. You wake up one day and all of a sudden you got the counsel of the Most High Yahweh. Don't go down just quite that way. Let's turn to the book, Captain C is ready. Turn to the book of St. John 14:26. But he said, his righteous spirit from above. Let's see what that righteous spirit came to do. But this is job description. Captain C is ready to see you right. Book of St. John 14:26. What do you read?
At that day, ye shall ask.
John 14:26.
Yes, sir. For the comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things.
Yes.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
We said the comforter, right? Which is the righteous spirit.
Yes.
He'll teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance. Let's see that in the book of St. John, Mother Israel, C. Royal. We'll go down and find the Proverbs. Statement in Proverbs 22, Mother Israel, let's keep that right here. Proverbs chapter 22. Let's look at Proverbs 22. The truth is what your word say, right? said that I'm going to make you to know the certainty of the word of truth. Come back with that 21, Brother Z. Israel. Proverbs 22, verse 21.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21 says,
yes,
that I might make you know the
certainty
of the word of truth.
So Yahweh's word is certain, right?
Right.
Let me see how certain his word is, Brother T. Israel.
Yes,
sir. Psalm chapter 12. How certain is the word of the Most High Yahweh? So here's Psalm chapter 12. Let's see at verse number 6. Psalm chapter 12, verse 6. How certain is the word of the Most High Yahweh?
Book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6, and it reads, the words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times.
So the word of Yahweh, which is his truth, right?
Yeah.
It's pure words. It's been tried in the furnace of fire, and it's been purified seven times. But in other words, he said, Yahweh's word don't need no assistance, right? You don't need nobody to aid it alone. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. But the Zion brother sees Royce. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 1 and 2. Mother Zion brother sees Royce. So Yahweh say his word don't need no assistance. Of it's certain, it has been purified and tried seven times. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and 2. What does he get rid of seeing right?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the master, and unto the Zerushim, which I teach you, for to do them, that he might live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your father give you.
Verse 2.
He shall not add unto the words which I command you. Neither shall they demand
diminish
off from it.
That you may
keep the sure instruction of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
So you say you can't add to it, nor you can't diminish it. That you might keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh, your Yahweh. So you say his word is certain, ain't that right?
Right.
Proverbs 22, verse 21. Mother Lee is where I'll see you right. His word is certain. Proverbs 22, verse 21.
Proverbs 22, verse 21.
That I might make you know the certainty of the word of truth. So he said that I might make you know the certainty. Meaning this is without reproach. The certainty of the word of Yahweh.
That you might echo the words of truth to them that sent unto you.
So the thing that we gotta do is when we hear our answers, we gotta come from the words of truth. Is that right?
Right.
We find out that Yahweh's word is pure. It's been tried seven times. So Yahweh's word is good. Let's go to 2 Peter. Is that 1 Peter? Brother T. Israel, T. Roy. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. But he said you got to...
All right, chief speaker on the nation of Israel.
Look up 1 Peter 4, verse 11. But he said you got to use the word of Yahweh to them that are sent unto you. 1 Peter 4, verse 11.
Chief speaker of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, and it reads, if any man or woman speak, let him speak as the organs of Yahuwah. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth, that Yahuwah in all things may be honored through Yahuwah the Son, to whom praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
If any man, any woman, speak, let them do it as of the oracle, the word of Yahuwah. If any man, woman, minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahuwah gives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah might be honored through Yahuwah the Son. Turn to the book of Sirach. Other vegan brothers, me, Roy, speak at Sirach chapter 4. Let's look at Sirach chapter 4, Mother Z. Let's speak of that verse number 22 to 25. Verse 27. 28 and verse number 20, make that 25 to 31. Let's just see what we can get out of this. Let's read 22 to 25, 27 to 31. Mother of Israel, C. Roy, it's a rock, chapter 4.
22 to 25?
Mm-hmm. 27 to 31. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Even that when you do that which is good and right in the sight of Yahuwah, our Yahweh, right? So let's see what's good and right in the sight of Yahweh or Yahweh. The book of Romans chapter 7. Brother T. Israel, see you right. The Romans 7, 10 through 12. Romans 7, 10 through 12. What is good and right in Yahweh or not? Romans 7, verse 10 and verse 2 through 12.
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 10 through 12, and it reads. And the Torah instructions, which were ordained to life, are found to be unto death. Verse 11. But sin, taking occasion by the Torah instruction, deceived me, and by it slew me.
Verse 12.
Wherefore the Torah instructions is righteous, and the Torah instructions righteous, pure, just and good.
They say the Torah instructions, right?
Yes.
The five books of Moses are righteous, just, and good. That's what he said about the Torah instructions, right? They are righteous, just, and good. Let's run to the book of Psalms. Got to see it, real. Psalm 142. Psalm 119. See, that's Psalm 119, Captain Israel, right quick. A few statements over here I'd like to repeat that. Psalm 119, verse number 50. Verse 59. Psalm 119, verse 50. Verse 59. Verse number 89. Verse number 142. Captain C. Israel, Psalm chapter 119, verse 50. Verse 59, verse 89, and verse number 142. Chapter 3, Israel, I'll see you right.
What's that thing?
Of the He is Israel, see right. That's the same guy in 663. So he says, your word that quickeneth me. I mean, makes me alive again, right? Raise me from the dead. Same guy in 663. So let's see another word for this, another phrase for this term, the word of Yahweh. What else can we use there, Mother? St. John 6, verse 63.
St. John chapter 6, verse
63. Mm-hmm.
It is the spirit that quickens.
So he said it is the spirit that quickens, right? Mm-hmm.
The blood of God is just
uh-huh.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So he said it's the spirit, the word of Yahweh that quickens you, right? Bring you back to life. Psalm 119, verse 59. Captain C. Israel, C. Roy. Your word quicker than me. Verse 59.
Psalm 119.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought on my ways.
Go ahead.
And turned my feet unto thy testimony.
Thy covenant. I thought of my ways, right? I turned my feet unto your covenant. First time 89, what do you have for us saying 89? Verse 89.
No, I just asked to read 59. I thought of my ways. Turn
my
feet unto thy testimony.
We read that. Your covenant, verse
89. I'm 89,
Captain Israel. See
you, Roger. 89. Yes, sir. Forever, O Yahweh, thy word is settled in heaven.
They say forever, right?
Forever.
Word of Yahweh is settled in heaven, right? So nothing can be added to it. Can't diminish the word of the Most High. Verse number 142. 144. Captain C. Israel, say you're right. 142.
My righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
But say, your righteousness, O Most High, is an everlasting righteousness. That Torah instructions is the truth. Verse number 144, Captain C. Israel, C. Royal. Verse number 144.
Righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live.
Read verse number 4, Captain.
19 verse 4. Mm-hmm. Let them now that hear the Yahweh say.
Psalm 119 verse 4.
Yes, sir. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
So precepting is not a request, right? Yahweh say he commanded us to take care of his business with precepts. 104. Can see Israel, see Roy. Verse 104. You gotta take care of that part of business with precept. Verse number 104. Verse 104. Can see Israel or see you right. You gotta get the ear over there, Captain.
Why?
Because we are listening. We gotta hear it. We gotta need to hear what you read.
Once, and that's it. thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Thank you very much. It's like the book of Sirach, Mother Israel, see you right? Book of Sirach, right quick. Sirach chapter 21, I believe I'm looking for. Sirach chapter 21, verse 11 through 15. Mother Israel, see you right. Sirach chapter 21, verse 11 through 15. Sirach chapter
21, verse
11 through 15. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
He said he knew the
Torah was
the Yahweh. He didn't understand.
But he said in order to get understanding, you gotta do what? You got to keep the Torah instructions in order to get understanding. Three.
Therefore,
and
the perfection of the fear of
the Yahweh is wisdom. He said he got to have a little fear. Let's go right here, all right?
Go right in, please.
Verse number 20. Yes, ma'am.
He said it's not wise. Not
but he said, one that is not wise will not be what?
Taught.
Taught. Great.
But there is a wisdom which is multiplied given.
Verse number 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
The knowledge of a wise man that abounds like a flood.
Mm-hmm.
And his counsel is like a pure fountain of life.
But he's saying his counsel. It's like a pure fountain of life, right? Verse 14.
Mm-hmm. The inner part of a fool are like a broken vessel.
So you say now the mind of a fool, right? That's the inner part, ain't it? Let's see if we can prove that in the book of Hebrews, Mother Lee. Let's see what is the inner part of an individual. Book of Hebrews. The word Hebrew. Chapter 8. Let's see what is the inner part of an individual. Book of Hebrews. This is where Hebrews 8. And let's look at verse number 10. Mother Z is brother T1. Let's see if we can get a clear understanding of what the inner part of an individual is.
Chapter 8, verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews, chapter 8.
Yes, ma'am.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the family house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
After those days, said the Yahweh, I will put my law in their mind.
To their mind and do what?
And write them in their mind.
Mm-hmm. And what?
And I will be to them a Yahweh, and you shall be to me a teacher.
He said, I'm going to write my Torah instruction into your mind. And you will be unto me. I'm going to be to you, Yahweh, and you're going to be unto me a people.
Right.
We ain't getting no inner part of that, is it? I think we can get it in Jeremiah. Amen. Then we get that word inner part in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 31. We need to get that terminology. Inner part. Look at Jeremiah chapter 31. And let's look at verse 33. A, B, C, D, and C, Roy. Jeremiah 31, verse 33.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the family of Israel.
Please.
After those days.
Uh-huh.
I will put my Torah instructions in their inner part.
In their inner part. Read it right away.
Write it in their mind.
So your inner part is what?
Your mind.
Your mind, right? But that to that, the rock, Mother E. The rock 21. Let's look at verse number 14 and 15. The rock 21, 14 and 15. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
Look at the rock, chapter 21, verse 14 and verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
like a broken step.
But he said the brain of a fool, right? The mind of a fool is like a broken vessel. That is some information for you. So how are we going to find out what he means it's like a broken vessel? Let's do Jeremiah. Captain C. Israel will see you running. See if we can find out what he means when he says it's like a broken vessel. Look at Jeremiah, Captain C. Israel will see you running. Let's see that Jeremiah chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 13 and 14. Jeremiah 2, verse 13 and 14.
After
see Israel, see
you Jeremiah 2, verses 13 and 14. Mm-hmm. My people have committed two evils.
Mm-hmm.
This day have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
Is it my people have forsaken me, right?
Yes.
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, right?
Yes.
And did what?
And hewed them out cisterns.
Uh-huh.
Broken cisterns.
Mm-hmm.
They can hold no water.
So you say they got hewed them out cisterns, right? Broken cisterns. They can't hold no water. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Let's see if we can do that there right quick. Mother Lee is real see, right? He said they have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Let's see if we can pinpoint what's going on here. Let's look at Luke chapter 8. And let's look at 11 and 12. Look at Luke chapter 8. Then 11 and 20. Mother C. Israel will see you right.
Luke
chapter 8.
Mm-hmm. Verse 11
and
12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11. Now the parable is this.
Now y'all probably going to break down what he's trying to convey to his followers, right? So now the parable is this. What is the parable?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, any part of a food. up and take it away. Is that right?
Right.
Come on, Mother. We get some information out of the word of Yahweh. Go ahead.
And he will hold no knowledge as long as he lives.
Now, that's a life sentence that Yahweh just pronounced on some individual, right? You know, I don't care how tough and rough you is. You go before the judge and he say life. You're going to fall down and cry. So that's why I just pronounced a life sentence of ignorance. Is that what he says? Especially to 2 Thessalonians. That he didn't speak to see, right? The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 10. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 10. Let's see what's going on here. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 10, I've been read that immediately Satan come and take away the word, right? But let's see whose hand is really in the mix. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse number 10, the baby is beating your feet, right? 10 through 12. 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 through 12. Let's see who really is in the mix here.
2 Thessalonians.
12. Mm-hmm. Verse 10. And man, with all deceivableness and unrighteousness
in them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth.
So he said, they receive not the love of the truth. Yes. Hold that point. This information should make you move sometime, right? Let's see if Paul tell us that this information should make you move sometime. The book of Acts, Moses see his brother C. Roy. Acts 17, verse number 6. Let's see what Paul said his word should make you do sometimes. Mother see his brother C. Roy. Acts 17, verse 16. What did his word should make you do? Every now and then, Mother Z. Acts 17, verse number 16. Let's look at verse number 12, Moses. 1 Peter 1, verse 12.
was revealed.
Unto whom it was revealed,
mm-hmm.
that not unto himself,
not to himself, but what?
But unto us that did minister to the things which are now
reported
unto you, but them. By them that has talked
the
gospel unto the covenant. Of the covenant.
Of
the
covenant. Right.
By them that talk the covenant unto you, which the righteous spirit sent down from heaven, which things that Abundantly
into the what?
Into the everlasting kingdom.
Now, that's really what it's all about, right?
Right. Right.
We're trying to get a seat in the everlasting kingdom, right?
Right.
We are all about it, B-O-T-T-Y. Our number one objective is to get a seat in the kingdom of God.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Go ahead, Rita.
Well, our Yahweh and Savior,
Yahweh the Son, for the remission, forgiveness of sin.
So repent is not a bad thing, y'all. Repent is a good thing. Is that right?
Yes.
So we can't shy away when we need to repent to the Most High Yahweh, right? But you know when we need to make amends to our brothers and sisters, is that right? You can't walk away from that. Go ahead, read on.
And you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit.
That's what I want, that righteous spirit, right? I'm like Anisha. Give me a double
dose.
Verse 39.
39.
Yes, sir.
For the promise is unto you.
The promise is to you.
And to your children.
To your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to all that are for all.
Go ahead.
Even as many as Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh, shall call.
So he said many as Yahweh will call. Verse 40.
40.
What you gotta do?
And with many other words did he testify and exhort.
Mm-hmm.
saying, save yourselves for this untoward generation.
So he said you got to put in some work, right?
Yeah.
You got to do a little bit of something around here, right? He said, save yourself from this untoward generation. Come back to that, back in Thessalonians, Mother, each Israel of sea, Roy. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 10 to 12. So we find out that the word is something, you hear the word, but all of a sudden, Satan show up and that's the word from you. Ain't that right? The book of 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 to 12. Let's see who really is behind that movement there, Mother Eve. Who really is behind the thing, putting the stream, Mother Eve. 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 to 12. Hold on.
He
said, for Yahweh so loved the world. Now, why did he love the world? And who is the world?
That's right.
Why did he love the world? And who is this world? Mother Israel, see, Roy. See, we put it out, taking a different route. You know, this word could be precept one way today, and tomorrow you find it at a different way, right? He said that. How do you put that? Well, Yahweh so loved the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who is the world and why did he love Mother Israel, see, Roy. I can put it out in the book of Deuteronomy somewhere. Let's see that Deuteronomy chapter 4. Mother Israel, see you right. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And let's look at verse number 37 right quick. Deuteronomy 4, verse 37. Let's see if we can get some insight. Mother Deuteronomy 4, verse 37. Now he said, Yahweh so loved the world, right? So we know who is the world and why he loved them so, right?
That's right.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 37. On the Israel, see you running. Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
And because
he loves
their father. And because he loved your fathers, what?
Therefore he chose their seed after
them. He said because he loved your fathers, right? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Mm.
He chose their seed after them. And did what?
Captain.
Captain. Oh, Captain. My father. Captain C. Israel. Cleared out my ears over here. Let John 3, verse 15, Captain Israel of B. Roy. Let me clean out my ears. Let John 3, verse 16 through 19. Let's see if you plug it in boldly, Captain. Let's see if you can plug it in boldly. Let John 3, 16 through 19.
16 through 19. In John 10, 16, John 3, 16 to 19. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
He said, for Yahweh so loved the world. And we found out that the one that he loves is the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, right? By the name of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. That's what he so loved. That he did what?
Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
So he loved Israel. He gave his only begotten Son, right? That what?
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That have everlasting life.
Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
For your father, sent not his son into the world to condemn the world.
So he sent not his son, we can read that who he was sent to, right, Captain? He sent not his son to Israel, right?
What's that?
Hold on, Captain. He sent not his son to Israel to condemn Israel, right? But that what? But that what?
But that the world.
But that Israel, right?
Through him might be saved.
Where's that 18, Captain? Come out.
18.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh.
Verse number 19.
Verse 19.
Yes, sir.
And this is the
condemnation.
The light is come into the world.
So he says this light came among Israel, right?
The light.
Light came to Israel, right? Go ahead.
And men love darkness.
He said, but men and women love what?
Darkness.
He said, men and women love darkness.
Rather than light.
Because what?
Because their deeds were evil.
That's right.
Let's go to that Sirach chapter 4. Look at Sirach chapter 4. One of the Israel of Phoebe Russia. Let's go back to that Sirach chapter 4. Look at that 22 to 25. 27 through 31. One of the Israel of Phoebe Russia. And I'll be out. Sirach chapter 4.
Chapter 4, verse 22, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Except
no person against yourself, your soul, your life. Say except no person against your life. And what?
Against your life and...
Let not what?
Let not the
reverence
of any man or woman cause you to fall.
He said, let not the reverence of any man or woman, right? Cause you to fall, right?
Right.
So we read that you gotta work out your own salvation
right.
with fear and trembling. Ain't that right?
Verse
23.
Yes,
ma'am.
And refrain not to speak.
Well, you know, I ain't gonna say nothing. I see something, but I ain't gonna say nothing, right? Yeah. Refrain not to speak. What?
Refrain not to speak when there is
occasion
to do good.
When you see that the Torah instruction is being misrepresented, right? If you don't sit idle and shut your mouth, right? Occasion to do good and hide not
the wisdom in her beauty.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am. For by speaking
the
wisdom shall be known.
Now, if you don't say nothing, ain't nothing gonna be known, right?
Right.
You gotta open your mouth sometimes. But by speaking, wisdom shall be known, and learning what?
And learning by the words of the Torah.
The words of the tongue.
The tongue.
Verse 25. Go ahead.
In no wise speak against the truth.
Now you can't speak contrary to the truth.
Right.
But what?
But be
abased
of the error of being
of thine ignorance.
Verse 27. Yes, ma'am. 27 to 31. Make not thyself a
underling
to a fool.
Foolish man. Neither do what?
Neither accept the person of them mind.
Neither accept the person of the might.
Of the might.
He said, make not yourself a underling to a fool, right?
Right.
But you don't make. How do you put it? But you don't accept the person of the mighty neither. Well, you know, because he says so, right? Verse 28. What you gotta do? Strive for the truth unto death, right? And what?
And not God shall fight for you.
Verse 29.
Be not hasty in the tongue.
You gotta watch yourself now. You don't want to get carried away and go too far, though. Isn't that right?
Right.
And Jaguar said what?
And then thou be right and remiss.
You quick to say something, but you slow to do something, right?
Jeremiah the seer, chapter 17, verse 5, and it reads,
Thus says Yahweh.
Cursed
be the man.
That trusted in man or woman. That trusted in man or woman. And do what?
And make his flesh his arm.
And do what?
And whose mind departed from Yahweh.
Verse number eight.
Mm-hmm. For he should be as a tree planted by the water.
Verse 7 and 8. Yes, sir.
Blessed is the man that trusted in Yahweh.
He said, but blessed is the man and woman that trusted in Yahweh, right? And do what?
And who hope Yahweh is.
Verse 8. Uh-huh.
For he or she should be planted as a tree planted by the water that spread out of her roots by the river. And should not see when he cometh. But her leaves should be green.
Mm-hmm.
And should not be careful in the year of drought.
Yeah.
Neither should cease from yielding fruit.
We put our trust in the Most High Yahweh.
Yes.
His word, right?
Yahweh.
Then you're
going to
be like a tree that is planted by the water. On that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel and C. Roy by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Yahweh. Right, But is he Israel? Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. What you ought to say. Alright, John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. Mother E. Israel. Yes, ma'am. John chapter 14, verse 26. They're going to bring all things to remembrance. The Book of Jubilees. Sister Phoebe Precious Israel, the Book of Jubilees 32. Pick up at verse 25. Book of Jubilees 32, verse 25. Book of Jubilees 32, chapter 32, verse 25. Oh, got to be on silence. Book of Jubilees, chapter 32, verse 25.
That
will bring all things to remembrance. Like what we're doing right now. All right. Okay, Captain Buddy Chris Israel. Give me Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 31. Captain Buddy Chris Israel. Yeah, Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31. We're going to Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 31. What you reading?
30,
I said 29 through 31, Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31. What you reading? Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31.
And Yahuwah the Son answered.
Go ahead.
Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
Is
what? Go ahead.
Hear, O Israel.
Yeah. I'm going to precept something real quick. So when did he get that? Go ahead. We'll go ahead and read verse 29. He said, hear what?
Hear, O Israel.
Okay, what did he got that from? What he was quoting? Let's go into Heavenly Tablets. He had to get that verse from somewhere. That's the key. All we see what's written in the seers and the Torah instruction. Always do that. Hold that point. We coming back. Go to 1 Peter. Let me get there. If you do this. Going to chief speaker of the nation of Israel. If you see what's written in the seers and the Torah instructions, right, be going to give me 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Mother Z Israel. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 10. Hold on, pick up at verse 9 through 10. Yes, ma'am.
Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 9. But he that
lacketh
those things.
Now, he or she that
lacketh
these things, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's blind.
Blind and cannot see afar off. And have forgotten that he was heard from his own sin.
Is that, but he is lacking this thing, is blind. What makes you blind? We're coming back to verse 10. Go ahead to Corinthians real quick. We're coming back to that verse 10. Let's see what I'm on here. This Corinthians. Give me 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
The covenant is here,
but the covenant is here. Go ahead.
Here to them that are lost.
Go ahead.
In whom the Yahweh of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of his righteousness
honor covenant of Yahweh the Son, who is the image of Yahweh the Father, should shine upon them.
To shine upon them.
All right.
Hallelujah. All right, back to that chief speaker of the nation of Israel. All right, verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10. Welcome the brethren, the ability to...
Take heed. Yes. Go ahead.
To make your calling and your election sure.
Make your calling election sure.
Your calling election sure.
That's right.
For if you do those things.
If you do these things.
If you do these things. That's right. Never fall.
You should never fall. That means you should never stumble.
Never.
At that stone. Do that. You should never fall. All right. We was at Mark. We was at Mark chapter 12. Got the brother Chris Israel. We was at Mark chapter 12. Back to Mark chapter 12. Got the brother Chris Israel. All right. It is one Yahweh, right? Go to that, going to the heavenly tablet. They had to pull that from somewhere. Go to Deuteronomy 6 chapter. Deuteronomy 6, the heavenly tablet. Verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter
6,
verse
1.
Hear, O Israel,
Yahweh,
our
Yahweh
is one
Yahweh. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh is one Yahweh.
That's right.
All right. It's another hit as well, too. Let me see. It could be in Zephaniah or Zechariah. That's it. On to Zechariah. Yes. Zechariah. Trying to see if that's Zechariah. Let me see if it's in Zephaniah.
Zechariah.
Hey, Zechariah, he said, what chapter? Yahweh? Yeah, Zechariah, that's it. Zechariah 14, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, Mother E. Israel.
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Yahweh shall be king over all the
earth. And that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one. And his name one. All the rest of these other counties know other name. That's why they don't do corn as it is written. That's why you gotta be prepared on the past two lessons. That's why you gotta be real prepared, because they're gonna go here. And they put Passover unleavened bread, one the same. That's not the case. That's why you got to go over these last two lessons. It's two separate righteous days. Okay, y'all. All right, back to you, Captain Brother Chris Israel. Mark. Back to Mark. Chapter 12. Okay, you're at verse 30 now.
Yeah.
in his doctrine.
Okay, where you at? We at Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Always keep your bookmark there. It's imperative to keep your bookmark so you can get what you left off at.
And thou shalt love.
It's saying thou and you. Go ahead, shall love.
Thou shalt love the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, with all thy mind.
Yeah.
And with all thy soul.
With all your life. That soul, life, you. Go ahead.
And with all thy mind.
With all your mind.
All thy strength. This is the first commandment.
It said with all your strength. All right. Okay. Go ahead. It said with all your mind. And it says with all your strength, right? Okay. What it mean by all your strength? What is the strength? What strength are we talking about here? What strength is this? What do you mean by all your strength? What is your strength? Class, what is your strength?
Yeah.
What is your strength? You say what? No, man, that mindset. No. See, that mindset. You can't have that mindset. No, you got to have a scripture. You got to have a scripture. Let's say if you don't know, you don't know, and I would take you there.
What is it?
Okay.
Last time. What is
okay.
It?
Got the butter crisp. Ask me
what it is. I'll tell you. I ain't going to swing around the bush. What is it, sir?
Go to Wisdom of Solomon. Go to Wisdom of Solomon, Captain Buck.
Right here, Wisdom of Solomon.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Let our strength be
the Torah instructions of what?
That which is
evil
is found to be nothing worth.
All right, Captain Buttercrisp Israel. What to believe, Captain Buttercrisp Israel? What to believe? What you supposed to believe in? Got to have a verse. Let's go to Acts real quick. What to believe in? All right. Give me Acts chapter 15, verse 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Acts 15. Verse 15. chapter 15, verse 15. And in this agree the work of the spirit as it is written.
Read that again. Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
And to this degree, the word of the prophet appears as it is written.
As it is written. Luke 24, 25. Luke chapter 24, verse 25, Sister Phoebe presses Israel. Yes, ma'am. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. So are you a fool? Go ahead. He said he called them a fools. Old fools. Go ahead.
And slow of mind to believe that the fears
to believe spoken. All.
That all the seers have spoken.
Read that all the seers have spoken. But it's Israel, 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20.
They rose early in
the read the last three lines. Pick up where it says believe. Last three lines in 2 Chronicles 20:20.
Okay.
Pick up where it says believe.
Believe in the Yahweh, your Yahweh, so shall he be established. Believe his seal, so shall he
prosper.
Prosper.
So you prosper. All right. Give me, it's another one here, Acts 24, 14. Pick up what says believing. Yeah, Acts 24, 14.
But this I confess unto you, after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the
Yahweh
of my fathers.
Yahweh of my fathers, go ahead.
Believing all things which are written.
Can believe it all things which are what?
Written,
go ahead.
In the Torah instructions and in the seal.
And in the seal. All right.
How you look teaching going on?
All right. Yahuwah. All right. Go ahead to Ezekiel to see a 37th chapter. Go to Ezekiel 37. Pick up at 15 to 23. Mother D. Israel.
Happen when I hear some teaching going on. Me and Mother D. Israel get more than happen when we get some teaching going on. Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 37 chapter, pick up at verse 15, 23. 15 to 23. Yeah, Ezekiel to see a 37 chapter, verse 15 to 23. Ezekiel 37, chapter, verse 15 to 23. But Ezekiel is real. You also to understand this, like when we go into John, when it, as the other sheep, they're not of this fold, so it's a precept as well on that, as the other sheep, so you have a greater understanding.
Yeah.
And John. Yes, ma'am. Saying what? Verse
16.
Okay, now we got to be clear. Now, who's the son of man? No. Hold on. You want to be on one accord. Now, who's the son of man? Ezekiel the seer. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Take you one
stick
and write upon it for Yada,
Judah,
southern kingdom.
They say, take you one stick, write upon it, for Yada, southern kingdom. Go ahead.
And for the children of Israel.
Now, who is that? Who's the children of Israel? Who's that talking about? It's two separates here. One for Yada and for the children of Israel. Who is that?
For the children of Israel, the northern kingdom.
Okay, go ahead. That's it.
For the Northern Kingdom, the children of Israel, the Northern Kingdom, his companion.
His companion.
Well, wait a minute. I got something. Look, you have Israel going to go and correct that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Back up and read that again.
Yeah, read verse 16 again.
One thing about those three, he loved to lay back in the cut, but like I said again, I like that when I'm here. Read that verse again. Let's make sure. We hear a breakdown. Six anointed captains, and we are good now. As a breakdown.
Read verse 16.
Don't break it down.
You got to break it down.
Okay. Moreover, the son of man, Ezekiel,
yeah.
Take you one stick and write upon it. For Yahdai Judah.
For Yahdai Judah.
The son of the king.
Yeah.
And for the children,
well, just read like you said.
Read like you
said. Israel, his companion.
Okay. Companion.
His companion.
And take another.
Now, hold that point right there. Now, who is Judah's companion? See, Judah Israel got a companion. His companion is, again, Benjamin. And who else? The Levites. So that's his companion.
Right.
Make sure you're clear about that. So we're talking about Judah and his companion. His companion was Levi and Benjamin. That's
right.
His companion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm saying, but there, I want to make sure you...
That's the companion.
So Judah's companion, as it was then, as it is now, is Benjamin and Levi.
Right.
That's his companion. Now read the next verse. Okay, go ahead.
Now then take another stick.
So now here go another stick and do what with the other stick?
Right up on it for Joseph.
Now Joseph is the head, he's the father of Northern Kingdom. Manasseh and Ephraim is his kid. So when you see Joseph, you're talking about Northern Kingdom. Okay, Joseph, Northern Kingdom. Go ahead.
The stick of Ephraim, the Northern Kingdom, and for all the house family of Israel, his companion.
His companion. You see that two companions in there?
Mm-hmm.
The two companions is talking about Southern Kingdom, which is Judah, Levi, and Benjamin. Make notes of that now. Now, we talk to Israel, all the rest of the other tribes is up on the east. That's Northern Kingdom. So Ezekiel got a great responsibility to do. He got to get the southern kingdom right first and his companions. Then the seer got to go get the northern kingdom right and his companions. Now back to both to Israel.
All right.
So you go right there. Both of Israel just about jumped out of the seat there, and I got to get my nerves behind that one. Go ahead.
All right, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Okay.
And join them one to another.
Join them one to another.
Into one spirit. And they shall become one in their hands.
In thy hand. In your hand.
In your hand.
So the seal's responsibility. Remember what Brother C was reading earlier, what you're supposed to believe? Now you told you're supposed to believe. Because the seal got to bring, he got to watch all 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And the seal will be the one that have to bring them together up under Yahweh. But there's no need you looking past the seal because there's nothing to pass the seal.
Right.
It's the seal's responsibility to bring southern kingdom, northern kingdom back together as one. They got to be one in your hand. Then there's a word. Now, I'm going to pull a rabbit out of head on that one. Then what happens? Let's run, let's run to same book and go to the 44th chapter. See, this is how you throw in a precept. Then you'll find out something when you precept your Bible. That's why you must know how to precept your Bible. You'll give it to you if you got the right spirit. If you don't have it, the right spirit, let's read the last two lines in 43 verse 27. Now, watch this. Now, watch how it tie in. By reading the 43rd chapter. Now when Ezekiel pulled this off, the seal pulled this off, look what Yahweh says to Ezekiel in the 43rd chapter, the last two lines. See what it says,
and your peace offering, and I will accept you, says Yahweh.
Then Yahweh gonna accept you. So Yahweh will accept you after the seal puts bring both the tribes back together. So it's no need you looking past the seal. That'll be child tellies on the count. You can go, you can be looking all over your head if you want. But it works, you're not going to be accepted until when? When would you be accepted?
And your peace offering. And I will accept you today.
Now when would he be accepted back in 37 chapter? When you put both sticks together in your hand. Y'all catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Now go back to where it says, now take northern kingdom, southern kingdom, and they become one stick in your hand. Then Yahweh say, I will accept you.
Mm-hmm.
Same man he talked to, Ezekiel the seal. Who all called that?
Yahweh.
So that's how you accept it. So there's no need to look past the seal. So the closest thing you'll get to Yahweh is through the seal.
That's right.
That's when you accept it.
Yes, sir.
Now come on back to where you was at again. I just want to check it out back to Brother T. Israel.
All right, here's
back to 37th chapter.
37th chapter. Okay, verse 18.
Verse 18. Children of the people.
Thy people. The children of thy people.
Of your people.
So he's telling Ezekiel up front. He said, now when the children of your people start talking that talk, so he's preparing Ezekiel because he knows what they're going to say. He said, now he's preparing Ezekiel what to say when they're going to say something in advance. He's getting Ezekiel ready for when they get a comeback, what he say? Bring it out a little bit more loud. Verse 18.
And when the children of the people shall speak unto you, saying, Will thou not show us but thou be
by thee. Yeah, what you mean by thee?
Because see, Ezekiel gonna show up with both of them with two sticks in his hand. And they don't have a clue what it is. He's going to take one stick in one hand, one stick in the other hand, he's going to put them together. And they're going to say, what is he doing, Ezekiel? Ezekiel's going to start teaching. Read it while we start teaching right now in 19. Go ahead.
Verse 19. And say unto them, thus says the Yahweh,
Behold,
I will take the stick of Joseph, not the kingdom, which is in thou hand of Ephraim, not the kingdom, and the prize.
Let's read it like it is.
His fellow, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yahshua Judah,
son of the
kingdom. Make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand.
You see that? Mm-hmm. He said, I will even put the stick of Yada. Mm-hmm. Make the one stick. So we gather the stick of Ephraim, the northern kingdom, the stick of Joseph, which is the northern kingdom. Okay. And then the
I will take the stick of Joseph. Now, Joseph is what? Who is Joseph?
Northern kingdom.
Go ahead.
Which is in the hand of Ephraim.
So they in the hand of Ephraim. So Ephraim is the head man of the northern kingdom. Is that right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And make them one
seal,
and they shall be one in my hand.
So when they get to be one in Yahweh's hand, that means that prophecy has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
See, right now they're not one, so that prophecy has not been fulfilled because all 12 tribes are scattered in the branch.
That's right.
See, they will not be one in the Yahweh's hand until this right here being fulfilled. Is anybody hearing this?
Yes.
Is anybody hearing this? This will not be fulfilled until a seal put together northern and southern kingdom. And once they become one in the seal's hand, then Yahweh say they are accepted. Then they'll be one in my hand. So the work got to be done here before Yahweh can come back down and do more work.
Right.
Next time Yahweh shows is a bus head.
Right.
So he got a seer, it'll have a seer in position to fulfill who's going to make it and who ain't. So he ain't coming down here putting nothing together but busting heads.
Right.
If you're on the wrong track, you're on the wrong track. If you don't understand this how it works, then you in trouble. That's why we got to come humble. We got to know what we're saying, how to teach this thing. Read verse 19 again. The more audio that mother eat. Listen good.
Say unto them.
He said, now, Yahweh is telling the seer what to say to them. You know what he told about earlier, thus says Yahweh, right? So the seer, only conversation supposed to be, thus says Yahweh. So this is what you tell them.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Thus says Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph.
I will take the stick of Joseph, northern kingdom.
Now, Ephraim
is the head of the northern kingdom.
The head of the northern kingdom.
Yes.
And the tribe of Israel, the
tribe of Israel, northern kingdom.
And even with the stick of Yahshua Judah.
Go ahead.
Yes. And make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand.
And then they won in their hand after the seal accomplished this thing. So Yahweh ain't come to put together no more. He and I put the program together. Then you become one in his hand. Because you be organized to go to see or organize the elders, the one that know what's going on, how to deal with this thing. Everything, whoever made it or made it, they already in line. And then we'll pull a rabbit out of hat, Mother D.F. Israel, go to 50, verse 4 and 5, or Jeremiah. Now, this is what happens. So now you precept your Bible. So anytime somebody tell you don't precept your Bible, you know one thing, they lost. Because the only way to get understanding, you got to precept your Bible.
Yeah.
Let the Bible tell a story.
Right.
You don't tell a story, the Bible tell a story.
Right.
So you go to Jeremiah 54 and 5, let the Bible tell a story.
Jeremiah.
Then your game cells can't make no statement. If you read Jeremiah 50, verse 4 and 5, what do you have to say?
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4 and 5, verse 4. In those days, and in that time, says Yahweh,
To Jeremiah,
the children of Israel,
who's children of Israel?
The ten northern tribes.
There you go.
Shall come.
Yeah.
They and the children of Yahweh Judah together, going with weeping.
They'll be weeping.
They shall go and seek Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Oh, but now they're all together. Now they're going to seek some Yahweh. Let's see what they're going to do next.
Verse 5. They shall ask the way.
They're going to ask the way.
To the southern kingdom.
With
their face hither toward Sam. Come. And let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant
that shall not be forgotten. You see that? So that's how it's going to happen. So then Northern Kingdom going to know you don't follow Guadalupe no more. You ain't following the Catholic Church no more. You following Yahweh Judah. Yahweh Judah only going back to the Southern Kingdom. And if we precept it, well, I ain't going to do it no more. In Isaiah chapter 2, he said, that's where Yahweh is going to sit the judge at and anybody coming to this mountain. See, you precept your Bible, that's check everything down. So that's how it's going to happen. But the seal's job is to get both sides as one, heading back to Southern Kingdom mindset. So they must follow Southern Kingdom. So that's what he's telling Ezekiel to do, same thing he told Jeremiah going to do. In these days, one of these days, Jeremiah, you're going to be good and dead. But this is what they're going to do. There's going to be a fear in the midst of them, start gathering them together to get up on the Yahweh Judah. And Northern Kingdom going to come in there with them.
Yeah.
And then Yahweh is going to say, they are accepted. Now, when they come my way, they'll come right back to where they got kicked out at, and they'll spread back in their own lands again, and I'll be their ruler, and that's how it's going to be at the Southern Kingdom.
Yeah.
So that's the understanding. So fear got a great responsibility of pulling both sides together, southern and northern. That's why fear ain't got time for all that back and forward in your windows, because this is a big job on the table. Now I got to look out and find a brother that's ready to do this thing to pull these 12 tribes together. Then I can hear you say, they prepared. He said, well, now they accepted. So you can't look past the seer to get to Yahweh, because you got to get to the seer for Yahweh to say, is they ready yet? Yeah, they ready. The ones that made it, okay, now I come bust some heads on those that didn't understand that thing. Back to Brother T. Israel, back where you was at.
All right, back to Ezekiel 37. Yahweh. Back to Ezekiel 37. Back to Ezekiel 37. Alright, we have verse 20. Yeah, Ezekiel 37, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
And the stick whereon
doth
write.
Okay, it says in the stick where you write it. What's the stick? When he's talking about what it mean by the stick, wherefore you write it. Let's read it. It says, and the sticks. These sticks, because it's two sticks, right?
Right.
All right, and the sticks which you write it. All right. Go to verse 16. We come back to verse 20. You explain that the sticks which you write it. Ezekiel 37, 16.
Moreover, the son of man.
Moreover, you son of man, Ezekiel the seer. Go ahead.
Ezekiel, take you one stick and write upon it Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, and for his companion.
For his, and who's the companion? Who's Yahdai's companion?
His companion, the children of Israel.
The children of Israel, who's that? The companion. Who's Yahdai companion? Benjamin and what?
And Levi.
Benjamin and Levi. There you go right there. So the children of Israel beat Benjamin and Levi. Go ahead. We're going to explain that other stick. Yeah, read the rest of verse 16.
Okay. Companion. Then take another and write upon it for Joseph. Northern
kingdom, and the stick of Ephraim, northern kingdom,
and for all the family of Israel and his companions.
That's the two sticks they're talking about here in verse 20. Okay, read the rest of that verse 20.
And the stick whereon the right shall be in thou hand before thou eyes.
Before the eyes. So to be in who hand? What hand? It's your hand. Hmm? Right, right. In your hand, right. Exactly.
In the seer's hand?
In seer's hand, right.
Then what? We precept that. Small mouth of Israel, go to Job chapter 42. 6 and 9 camp. Take note. But when it come up, you got to use scripture to get in and get out. Now watch what he say again. Job 42, take it to verse 8.
Job chapter 42, verse 8. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks.
So you got to take 7 bullocks.
And 7 rams.
7 rams.
And go to my servant Job.
And otherwise, you know, bullock, you can't take no bullock. Bullock, remember you read over there in 1 Samuel? You got to get your gift together. I got to get my gift together because I'm going somewhere. You're going to the servant Job, right? Right? What happened next?
And offer up for yourselves a burnt offering.
And listen to this.
And my servant Job shall pray for you.
And my servant Job, the fear. He gonna pray for you. Listen.
For him will I accept.
It's for him will I accept. So when you think you're getting past the one he put in place, you're just wasting your time. He got to pray for you, then I will accept you once he say you all right. Is that what we just read there? Did we read that? For him will I accept. Will him. So it's not to your favor to always clam up through all kind of arms throwing out when the seer try to tell you what's next for you. And when you clam yourself up, you're only hurting yourself. Back to Paul Jesus.
Yahweh. All right, Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. I read verse 21. Verse 21. Yes. Okay, give me that Isaiah 43. Yeah, Isaiah 43, we're coming back. Isaiah 43, Captain Buttercris Israel. Okay, Ezekiel 43. Yeah, that's it, Isaiah 43. I mean, correction, Isaiah 43. And Isaiah 43, 3 through 5.
Raise your voice up. Okay?
He said, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, right? But if they be gone. Give me Isaiah 43. Verse 3 through 5.
The network says, boys, you don't call another reason.
Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, give me Isaiah 43, verse 3 through 5.
They
can't hear him, so let me. Verse 3 through 5. Isaiah, chapter 43, 3 through 5, verse 3. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
I'm Yahweh, Yahweh, your King. Come on.
Righteous one of Israel.
Righteous one of Israel.
Your Savior.
Your Savior.
I gave Egypt for your ransom.
I gave Egypt for the word Mizraim, your ransom. Go ahead.
Ethiopia, push.
Okay, all right, excellent, excellent. Go ahead.
Seba.
And Seba.
For you.
For you.
Verse
4. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been
honorable, and I have moved, and I have
loved you. Therefore,
will I give men for you, and people for your life.
And people for your life.
Verse
5.
Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east.
I will bring your seed from the east
and gather you from the west.
And gather you from the west. All the way to verse 6.
Verse 6. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm. They bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. All right, that's it. I just wanted that 3 through 6. Yeah, the Isaiah 43, 3 through 6. All right, you at the, back to, give me that Jeremiah. 32:27. And be coming back. Jeremiah 32:27. Mother Z Israel. Jeremiah 32:37.
Jeremiah 32:37. Mother Z Israel. Mother Z Israel. He said, I will gather them whether all other countries. We read that in Isaiah 43. Go ahead.
Which I have driven them.
Whether I have driven them.
In my anger and in my fury.
So he's angry. That's his fury as well, too. Go ahead.
And in my great wrath.
All that's the same. Anger, fury, that's in wrath. Go ahead.
And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safe.
And I will cause them to dwell safely. Will cause them to dwell safely. All right.
Well, let me get a precept on that one. Because, see, the bottom line is, so now you see when Yahuwah going to make his move, after the seal put this thing together, then you precept that to 1 verse 11, Moshe of Israel, or the book of Hosea. And now you understand this verse. After he told Ezekiel what to do, the seal, now he accomplished it. See, Yahuwah called in from the beginning. He said, now you head back to your land. Now, what got to happen? Your precept, your Bible. Hosea 1:11. Let's watch Mother Dear of Israel precept the Bible. Now you understand this verse.
Hosea 1:11.
Listen good.
Then shall the children
of
Yahdah Judah. And the children of Israel be gathered together. And appoint themselves
what?
One head.
Wow. How many heads?
One head.
Then when the one head is seen, the seer, the one head. Once they appoint themselves one head, and the one head that put all the elders together, elder mothers, elder men together. Now everybody know the only one that got it going on. What happened next?
And they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Israel.
Then you're coming up out of the land. So that's why he said, now precept that to Numbers, chapter 11. See, if you can't precept your Bible, you can't teach. Because you give an opinion like it really is. Everybody got that. You got to precept your Bible. And when you precept your Bible, all game fails are shut down. So anybody can say a but. I can give my opinion. I know. Now we got a but and opinion going on. But when you precept your Bible, that's the shutdown. Yeah. Now you go to the 11th chapter and see exactly what's got to be done for that to happen. In the 11th chapter of the book of Numbers. And let's see what it says. Numbers chapter 11. Where am I at? Numbers chapter 11, pick it up at verse number 16, 17, and 24. Bring your A-game there, Mother G of Israel. Numbers chapter 11, 16, 17, and 24. Listen good.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16, 17.
Make it 25. 16, 17, and 25. Yeah, bring your A-game. The world is listening.
Numbers chapters 11, verse 16, 17, and 25.
Listen to this.
Verse 16. And Yahuwah said unto Moses,
what?
Gather unto me the 70 men of the elders of Israel,
yes,
whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people.
So Moses have to gather the people together. Yahuwah said that you know that can precept the Bible. They can do this thing when it's hot and heavy. Go ahead and read.
And
give some officers over them. Go ahead.
And bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation.
Watch this now.
If they may stand there with you.
And they got to be with the seal. Not backed by tailbearer. They got to be with the seal. Is that what we're reading?
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
17. And I will come down and talk with you.
Then I'm coming down. After you got that part together, then I'm coming down. You see that? We have it next.
And I will take of the spirit.
And the spirit they'll have on them will be what kind of spirit? Watch this.
Which is upon you.
Oh, they're the same spirit the seal got.
Yeah.
Oh, that what kind of spirit they'll be having. Is that what we're reading here?
That's right.
And we'll have it next.
And I will put it upon them.
And they will have it. They won't have no backbiting, tailbearing spirit. They have a spirit same way those seals doing.
Yeah.
Precepting the Bible. Meeting them where they are, getting on down the road. Is that what we're reading here?
Yes,
sir.
And what does it say?
And they shall bear the burden.
And they're going to bear the burden
of the people with you.
With thee.
That thou bearest not yourself alone.
Oh, so you ain't, now the heroes them came in. So I love to sit back in the background and watch the color throw around this thing. Because I know the heroes is getting ready.
Yeah.
When you're on one accord, this is prophecy of the Bible. Now, Yahweh said, after you got that together, Moses, now, what happened in verse 25?
Verse 25.
Listen good. Remember, you don't change.
And Yahweh came down in a cloud.
Oh, then Yahweh came down in the cloud.
And spake unto him.
Then it spake unto Moses.
And took of the Spirit. That was upon him.
That was on Moses.
And gave it unto the seven elders.
So all of them was covering it. Everybody was precepting that Bible.
Yeah.
Everybody was throwing down. Go ahead.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
That when the Spirit rested upon them.
And when the Spirit rested upon them.
They prophesied.
And they prophesied.
And did not see.
I mean, they read tough Bible. Not where they're going, what they did, what happened around the corner. They was doing books. So that's the spirit that those seers are looking for as we speak.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that what we read now?
Yeah.
So that's when Yahweh will intervene. He will intervene until that. Remember, he don't change, right? You go read Hebrews 13, verse 8. He's the same judge yesterday forever. Why don't you believe it then? Malachi 3, 5, and 6. He's the same judge yesterday forever. Well, why don't you believe it? If you want to know what he's doing today, look at yesterday. Back to
Brother T. Israel. All right. All right. It says when, now you're looking at Numbers, we was at Numbers 11, 5, 25. It said when the Spirit breaths in, and so the Spirit is interchangeable for what? And that Spirit was rested upon them. Proverbs, Mother Z. Israel. Go to Proverbs, and then we're coming back to Ezekiel. Proverbs chapter 1, leave verse 23.
Trust you at my reproof. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
I'll make known my words unto you. Second witness, that John 6:6, John chapter 6. Let's see, I'm on point. John chapter 6, 63. John 6, 63, Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel.
John chapter
6,
63. It is the Spirit that quickens the flesh.
profit them nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Spirit and they are life. All right. Okay. All right. Back to Ezekiel. And let's finish up that Ezekiel real quick. That Ezekiel 37. We have verse 22 now. Ezekiel 37, verse 22.
Chapter 37, verse 22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel.
So the mountain only meaning government.
And one kingdom shall be king over them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be driven into.
Neither shall they should be divided.
Shall they be divided unto two kingdoms anymore.
Anymore at all. Anymore at all. Okay,
verse 23. Neither shall they be delivered.
Hold on. Neither shall they, let me get back to it.
Neither shall they divide them.
Divided. They won't be divided.
L-I-L-E, divided.
Where are you at?
I'm at 23 on the
first
line.
What's that,
Bucky? Okay. Defiled themselves.
Okay. All right, bro. Okay.
Neither shall they defile themselves anymore.
Yeah, you read the verse 23 right now.
Neither shall they defile themselves anymore without idols. Neither will thou walk with them. Nor will thou detestable sin, neither will any of thou transgressors.
Mean sins, they're sins.
Neither will thou sin, but I will save them out of all their driven, out from all them.
I will save them out of all their dwelling place.
What
was the dwelling place? We had Ezekiel 37, verse 23.
Out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned and will cleanse them, so shall
he said, and I will cleanse them. What do you mean by I will cleanse them? And how you be clean? What do you mean I will cleanse them? What do you mean by I will cleanse them? If you don't know, Mother Z Israel, Mother E.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse
26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, Mother DF Israel.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
And we're going to John after this, a second witness. And we're going to precept that from Ezekiel 5, 26 to John.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and clean it was the washing by the water, by the word.
I mean,
that's why you must precept your Bible. If you don't precept your Bible, everybody can get in there. But when you precept your Bible, you shut everybody out.
Right.
That's how you clean. That's how you be clean. Stop precepting your Bible. And the only way you'll be clean, you must have a word.
Yes.
So you have to know how to precept. Can't precept, you'll never be able to teach the Bible.
He was at Ephesians 5:26, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Deck of witness. He said Ephesians what?
36 and 24.
He said Ezekiel 36:25.
And this is what happens when you preserve your Bible. This is when Yahweh steps in and do what?
Ezekiel 36:25. That's what it means by that.
I got some rock
tea. Oh, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. You mean Mosiah got some? that's how you both talking about the prayer. I got some. You both gonna say, okay, what you working with?
What you got, Mo? Chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 5. Ezekiel 11, verse 19.
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. She said she got something. Let's see what she working with. 11:19. Let's see what she working with.
Ezekiel 11, verse 19.
She said she got something. Let's see it tie in. Ezekiel 11:19. Let's see what it tie in.
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And I will give them one mind. And I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony mind.
Oh, that old stony mind always divide and try to conquer. They ain't going to work.
Out of their flesh.
Yeah, and do what?
And I will give them a mind of
flesh. So once you're able to precept your Bible, you will not have a stony heart no more. You won't have a stony mind. You won't put that aside because you know Yahweh working with you, because now you ready to preach up everything too. You hand up all the time. I got something. Yeah. I got something to add on to what's going on, not take it away.
That's right.
When you come together, you add on to what a person is teaching. Not throw a monkey wrench in it, but it ain't going to work anyway. That's how you do it. Back to Brother T. Israel.
Yahuwah.
So everybody in class laying back to see, I got something. And when you got something, you got to bring it now. We all going to turn to what you talk, what you got.
That's right.
Come on, Brother T, you on something now.
All right, don't forget about that John chapter 15, verse 3. Mother Z Israel.
I'm going to pass over why people don't know that. Okay.
Mother Z Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Z.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Read the bar, Doc. If you got.
Now you are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you.
So what cleans you up?
Word.
The word cleans you up. Not sitting in the tub with your dial soap. And if I last 3 hours up there in dial soap, that don't clean you up. What cleans you up is a big belly for the six anointed camps, the word. And we all prepare in the six anointed camp to give you nothing but the word.
That's right.
That's all we ready to give you is the word.
That's right.
That's what the Sabbath day is all about, giving the word. Come on, Brother Pete. What you working with? You got something?
At John chapter 1.
Hey, be a Peter, say, I got something.
We are qua.
So now we be back in the book again, Peter. What you got? John chapter 1. 1:9. Now that's called Bible study class. So everybody in tenant, locked in, not trying to throw a mockery into the Bible. I got something to add on to what's said. Now we working with something. Come on, 1:9.
John chapter 1, verse 9. That is, that was the true light which light every man that cometh into the world. Okay. John chapter 1, verse 9. She just read. Okay, you got it, man. You got to really be plain about, because they'll think it's conclude everybody, the 17 nations. You got to precept that, I mean, that was the true light. And you got to precept who's the light is talking about. Who's the light, and you got to precept what world he's talking about. So you got two words you can precept. You got the light, break down the light. Precept who the light is and precept who the world he's coming to.
I got something.
All right, Mother D.F. Israel got something.
Isaiah 45:17.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 45:17.
Bring it on.
Go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel.
Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahuwah with an everlasting salvation.
Right.
You shall not be ashamed nor confounded. World without end.
You're only coming to the world of Israel. You're not coming to the rest of the seven. You're not coming to the 17 nations.
That's how you add on to a Bible study class. See, when all the gang cells walk in, they're going to see everybody in class. That's ready to go, and I got something to add to the program, not to take away. That's when they're going to know who the right ministry is ready to go. When you all pull together and add to what's going on.
That's right.
When you add to what's going on. Make it plain.
He said, make it plain. There's a verse on that where it says, make it plain. Go ahead. That John 13:10. Oh, you said John 13:10. Oh, yeah, that's there. Remember, his word is double meaning. It always will mean the same thing every time you read it. So, Sirach 42:24 and then Job 11:6. So, you know. Okay. All right. Okay, let's get into the, what we on right now. You know, we're on the Feast of Unleavened Bread right now, right? We're on the third day, right? Let's give me, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, give me Exodus 12th chapter. Give me Exodus chapter 12, pick up at verse 1 through 3. Verse 1 through 3, 6, skip down 11 through 14. 1 through 3, and skip down verse 6, and then verse 11 through 14. So he's speaking to he's speaking to leadership.
Saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. Shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay, what do you mean by this month should be the beginning of the month?
Yeah.
Let's go to Exodus, same book, Exodus. It'd be 13, verse 4. What's the beginning of the month? What month is this? 13, verse 4. Book of Exodus, 13, verse 4. Catch the brother Chris Israel. That's what money talking about. But you know, they play with words like Nisan is only meaning they did.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Exodus, 13, verse 4. Read, this day come ye out in the month Abib.
This day you came out of the month Abib. That's what money talking about, the beginning of month, which is this day you came out of the month. In the month Abib, according to Exodus 13, verse 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, back to Exodus 12 chapter. Okay, is that verse 6 you're reading? Exodus chapter 12, verse 6. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 3, skip down verse 6 and 11 through 14. Okay, what do you mean by thus you should eat it? What it's talking about here. Go up to verse 5 to explain about what we said that you should eat it. Thus you should eat it.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
Exodus 12, verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Out of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat.
Yeah, because it got to be a male lamb, because right now we in captivity, so we can't even get that, because right now that's but we know we in captivity right now, because you don't know if that lamb is a male or female.
Young or old. Male or female, you don't know nothing about it. So
right.
Israelite camp, they make a big thing out of. You gotta have a lamb. How you got a male or female? That lamb could be been in somebody's freezer for 100 years. You don't know. You didn't raise it up. You gotta keep the teaching. You gotta keep the teaching. That's right.
Go ahead. All right. Give me John chapter 1, verse 12.
I want to know the first
question about when they came out of the, when he told them to eat it in haste, were they traveling or were they still in
They'll fill it up. They'll get some eat it fast as you can, but they're getting ready to jump out of there. The OIs get to eating as fast as you can. But what you're eating is the lamb.
Right.
But remember, he is Passover lamb. So now you ain't got to eat in haste now because he was a lamb. But see, this is when they're coming up out of Egypt.
Right.
So eat this lamb as fast as you can.
Well, haste.
But well, you quit in haste. That means you got to hurt and get your mouth on it real good. But that was back in the day.
Right.
See, back in the day, but now he a lamb now. Behold, the lamb of Yahweh. So whether you have lamb or not, because if you think about it, for 23 years, we never had no dog on lamb, did we?
Yeah, we've been doing right.
We never had no lamb.
We
just around had some lamb a couple nights ago. We never had no lamb, did we?
Never had no lamb.
We kept the writing of the book. So whether you have a lamb or not, because you ain't going to never find no lamb 1 year old, or maybe you don't know what you're getting now. That's why
right.
John said in 1:29-36, behold, the lamb of Yahweh, to take away the sacrifice of the world, Israel's world.
Buddy, y'all die Israel got some.
Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 28. All right. That's why we can't even worry about the lamb.
Deuteronomy 28, Mother Israel, see Roy. And let's look at verse 28. Deuteronomy 28, 28. Go to the big cap call saying, man, you ain't no lamb. How you doing the Passover with no lamb? Shoot.
That's right. We ain't got no offering. We don't got no possession of goats or sheep. None of that, because our enemies.
28:48.
Therefore,
we
shall serve my enemies. We're in the land of our captivity, right? We're serving our enemies. Go ahead.
Which the Yahweh shall sin against
thee. Uh-huh.
And
in
hunger. Mm-hmm. And in thirst.
If you're a little hungry, where you gotta go to get your lamb from?
Go ahead.
You gotta go get it from your enemy.
That's right.
Go ahead. And then what?
And in
nakedness.
Well,
that's
always
what it is, that hunger. So that the lamb, Yahweh, the son, is the lamb.
So when you mess around here, these cats talking about you gotta have a lamb, brother. Listen, brother. You ain't got no 1 year old lamb, and plus Yahweh the son said he the lamb.
That's right.
So whether you have a lamb or not, you're gonna keep the teaching of the Passover.
That's right.
Not the Eucharist and the drink. So all the Catholic Church gonna do the Eucharist and the drink. And the Israelites gonna do the lamb and the drink. You gotta keep the teaching. Come on out, brother.
All right. Okay, what? You was asking a question, Mother Z Israel?
I just wanted to know what.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Are they moving or what are they doing? Okay.
They still.
Yeah, he's still.
He said, eating in haste.
Eating in haste, right.
They're in the land of their captivity, and they're eating it in haste.
Right.
But that's in captivity. They're eating in the haste. They're eating the lamb fast as they can with their staff in their hand, because their staff might got a wholesale broken leg to get them down the road. They got the stick in their hand, eat as fast as they can, because they get ready to make a move.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yahweh. I catch the buddy Chris Israel. Give me John chapter 1, verse 29 and 36. Got the buddy Chris Israel. Be with somebody else.
Yeah, I come back. Yeah. come back to that then. Yeah. John chapter 1, verse 29 and 36. John chapter 1, Captain Brother Chris Israel. Verse 29 and 36. Okay, fan, always look in your index. They tell you what book is in.
John chapter 1.
Tell you what page the book is in. Verse 29 and 36.
John chapter 1. Verse 29 and 36. It reads, Verse 29. The next day, John sees your father's son coming unto him and say, behold.
That means behold, means look. Go ahead.
The Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sins of the world.
Sins of the world, which world, Captain Buttercruz Israel? Now you with it, you should be taking notes. So, because you don't want the...
Now just keep going.
All right, verse, skip down verse 36.
Verse 36. It reads,
Looking, come on. Come on, you're right there, Captain Brother Cruz. You're right there, verse 36.
Verse 36, and it reads, and looking upon Yahweh, the Son, as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of
Yahweh,
the Father.
Oh, the Lamb of Yahweh. All right. Back to... Go ahead, brother Yada Israel.
And right to our Genesis, you put out another plug on that lamb right quick. Back in Genesis 22, Abraham made a statement to his son, Genesis
22, verse 7 and 8. Let's see what he says way back here in the book of Genesis. This he's talking lamb back here. Let's see what he says about
the lamb in Genesis 22, 7 and 8. All right,
we're going to Genesis
22nd
chapter, verse
7
and verse
8.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
got
to say about that lamb?
Genesis 22, excellent precept there. Yep, that's it. Genesis 22, 7 and 8. back to Exodus chapter 12. Back to Exodus chapter 12. All right. Okay. We'll read Exodus chapter 12.
Verse 11. And thus shall you eat with your anoint,
verse,
and your
shoes on your feet.
And your staff in
your
hand. And you shall eat
in
haste. It is Yahuwah's Passover.
Is Yahuwah's Passover, verse
12. 12. For I will pass through the land of Israel, land of bondage, this night.
Ms. Rain, go ahead, this night.
I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, and against all the
false Yahuwah,
and the bondage, and I will execute judgment. I am Yahuwah.
Man, this is some great stuff here. This brings the remembrance what Yahuwah did to our enemy. Go ahead. Bondage. Go ahead, verse 14.
And this day shall be upon you for a memorial.
So this is a memorial for us, for a memorial.
And you shall keep it a feast to
Yahuwah
throughout your generation.
And that's exactly what we're doing right here from generation to generation, throughout your generation.
This is forever.
Said by an ordinance forever. Forever. Okay, forever. By an ordinance forever. Go ahead, I'll cook. Verse 15, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
So on that first day of leavened bread, what we did there, you should put away leaven out of your house. That means you don't go to your neighbor. That means you don't go to your neighbor and take your stuff and put it in age. You don't do that. That means out your house. That means in you, inside you. That means you don't go in your mouth. Huh? Exactly.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
So if you call eating anything, some yeast, anything that rises, that leaven, all the way from that first day to 7 days, you can forget it. Especially if you already know.
Right.
And the know.
Verse 16. And in the first day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
And
in the seventh day there shall be a righteous gathering.
So that means when we come back the first day, which we already did.
No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Verse 17. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
And that's exactly what we're on right now. That's what we're doing right now.
For in this self-same day, I have brought your arms out of the land of Egypt.
Yes, I have brought your army.
Yeah. Out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
This is an ordinance forever.
On the 14th day of the month at eve, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at eve.
Until the month, it said 1 and 20th day. What does it mean by the 1 and 20th day? By number. 21st. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. 1 and 20th day. All right, Doug, give me verse 19.
7 days shall there be no leaven found in your body. For whosoever eateth that which is cut is leaven, even that soul or that life.
That person, right, that person.
Cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Yeah.
Let it be the stranger or born in the land. All right, this give me Numbers 28. Numbers 28, verse 1 and 17 and 18. Captain Butter Chris Israel. Yeah, verse 1, 17 and 18.
Numbers 28, verse 1, 17 and 18. Numbers 28, verse 1. And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
Saying what? Verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17.
Oh, you got to read with some audio, man. We got to read. We got to be boldy. You got to read with some audio.
I'll pass it off right now.
Pick up, Mother DF.
Mother DF Israel, go ahead. Number 28, verse 1 and 17 and 18.
Go back on.
Yeah, go back over, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Numbers 28, verses 1, 17, and 18. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Then what? Verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17. And in the 15th day of this month, if the feast 7 days, shall unleavened bread be eaten. Verse 18. The first day shall be as righteous together.
Hallelujah, boy.
You shall do no manner of servile work therein.
I mean, no work with wages where you go on your job and get paid. I mean, what I mean, no matter of servile work therein. Right, so we had that first day, and we done that. It should be a righteous gathering for you. All right, give me Leviticus 23. Mother Z Israel, Leviticus 23. Let me get there. Leviticus 23, verse 1. Get down, Leviticus 23, verse 1. Leviticus 23, verse 1. Read all the way to verse 8, 1 through 8.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh.
But these are not our feast, these are the feast of Yahweh.
Yes.
Which he shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering.
Righteous gathering.
Even these are my feet.
These are my feet.
Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
And that's what we on right now, the Sabbath, the day of rest. So we on the regular Sabbath as we speak. So we got three Sabbaths in 1 week. Three Sabbaths. Hallelujah. Three Sabbaths. That's when you lined up with books. When you have it three Sabbaths in 1 week, then you're lining up right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And a righteous gathering, he shall do no work therein. It shall be a Sabbath of
Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
In all your dwellings.
Praise
the Lord. These are the feet of the Yahweh, even righteous gatherings,
which he shall proclaim in that season.
So he's supposed to be proclaimed in the season, like the season we're on right now.
Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening is the Yahweh's Passover.
Right, we done that. 14th day of the month at evening.
6. And on the 15th day of the same month.
The same month.
Is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Yahweh.
The Yahweh.
7 days. 7 days each must eat unleavened bread.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Because it's strange to the world that what we're doing. It's strange to the world. Go ahead, verse 7.
Verse 7. In the first day ye shall have a righteous gathering.
So we done that. First day you shall have a righteous gathering.
Ye shall do no severe work therein.
No serve out work therein.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But he shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. 7 days. In the
7th day
is a righteous gathering. He shall do no survive work therein.
So that 7 day is to come. So that 7 day is going to come shortly. Sweet, go ahead. Okay, that's it, verse 8, okay. All right, just give me Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16,
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1 and 2, and verse 6. Observe the month of Abib.
Uh-huh.
And keep the Passover unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you forth out of Egypt, Mizraim by night.
By night.
Verse 2. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name there.
Yahweh, then the place which Yahweh should choose to place his name there, which is B-O-T-T-Y.
Yeah,
it's
anointed camp.
It's anointed camp.
That's the only one got the name.
That's right.
Verse 6. But at the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in, you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening.
And when evening kicks in, go ahead.
At the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt, Mizraim, out of one.
If going down the sun is the watch. You don't need no watch, wristband, telling all that. You don't need that. All you got to do is look outside. That's it. That's the time. That's it. Okay, give me, before we go further, give me verse 3.
Verse
11
and 14.
Verse 3 and 11 and 14.
3, 11 and 14 with more audio.
Verse 3 and 11 and 14.
Deuteronomy 16.
Yeah, verse 3 and 11 and 14.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 3. 11 and 14. 3. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it.
That's right.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Therewith even the bread of
affliction.
Mm-hmm. And you shall rejoice.
Hold on. Did you read the whole verse of 3? He said bread of affliction. That's I ain't finished the whole
okay.
For you coming.
For thou camest forth out of the land of Mishraim bondage, Egypt, in haste.
In haste means urgency, quick.
That thou mayest remember the days when thou camest forth out of the land of Mishraim bondage, Egypt, all the days of your life.
So we remembering that. Hallelujah, God is like our forefathers remember. Oh, it's a great thing. All right, skip down verse 11 and verse 14.
Verse 11. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So that's what we're doing. I'm rejoicing in this.
Thou and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levites. That is within your gate.
Oh, so it's just not a male thing on it, huh?
No.
A lot of camp teachers, a lot of brothers teach, even Brother Moshe, they teach that this is a male thing. Everybody else got to stay home.
Yes.
But not according to the Bible. The Bible says you get everything up under your household.
Yes. That's right.
And we're a precept that tell your wife, A, B, or female, run to the 18th chapter, verse 17 through 19, show you why. Or Genesis. See, brothers think they know something, and you got brothers who pass on that garbage. When you're having a feast day, you bring your whole family if they're up under your roof.
That's
why so. 18th chapter, 17 through 19, why so? Or Genesis.
Genesis, chapter 18, verse
17 through 19, why so?
And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation,
yes,
and
yes.
All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Great.
For I know him.
What about him?
That he will command his children.
So he a man, you tell his children, I'm going to the feast. Everybody up under my house, you get ready to go too.
Yeah.
So that's what he mean by the male. Oh, yeah. Male bring the family.
Yeah.
You got brothers say, well, no, you know, you can't, you this is a male thing only. We have it as a male thing. So that's bad teaching from Satan the devil. Y'all, the male that run the household, everything in his household will be lined up with him to come to the feast of whatever in that Bible.
Yes.
Of course, the Bible.
Yes.
But you got brothers say, no, you ain't got to, you just a male, this is a male thing. No, baby, y'all got to stay home, this is a male thing.
Yes.
Then you got brothers pass that garbage on.
Yes.
Come on back, brother G.
All right, I'm coming back. Give me that Isaiah, what's that, 2614, what they done did? About that bad teaching?
29.
Yeah, Isaiah 29. It says 16.
16, what they done did.
What they done did. Two lines.
What they did, Modell.
Yes.
29, 16, this is what they done did. And you got brothers sit there and say, and they'll come up with all kind of side things. Oh, you know, because the women might be on their minister. They might be this, they might be that. What that got to do with what Yahweh is saying? Yahweh said everything in your household, when you born, they coming with you.
Yeah.
Isaiah 29, verse
16.
16, two lines. Surely what?
The first two lines. Surely?
Okay. Isaiah 29:16. Surely your turning of things upside.
So this thing has been done what?
Turn upside.
And that's how the wicked teachers and the brothers.